So let's just summarize yesterday so we could just pinpoint what Rashi and Tosfos are arguing about. And then we'll start this next point. And by the way, in this next move of the Gemara, we're sticking to learning through Rashi's way of learning. There is a way to learn by Tosfos. Tosfos learns the next moves in the Gemara a little differently, but I don't want to deal with that. So let's review what we said yesterday. So Rashi wants to say what? Rashi wants to say that okay. Time's okay, guys. Rashi wants to say that what? He wants to say that what?
He retracts the Reisha,
right, and therefore you're left with the Gzeirah Shavah, right? Okay. And then Tosfos wants to reject the Seifa, and you're left with the 14th, right? So if you need to reject. What? Yeah, have a chair. If you want, that's not appropriate, right? So if you hold like Tosfos, we want to say yesterday. What's the idea of Tosfos? Tosfos holds that you have to have 14 meals on Sukkos. But he holds it's like a kiyum or a chachilah you have in the sukkah. So we want to say was that what's his requirement? Rav Elazar is learning the requirement is that every day requires an objective expression of simcha, and that's expressed through the meals. Okay, that's Tosfos. Rashi's saying that the issue is Rashi holds the Gzeirah Shavah, right? And by the Gzeirah Shavah, what does he say? The question we're explaining through the Ritva is that he wants to say that according to Elazar that it's true that there's a Gzeirah Shavah. The Gzeirah Shavah in Pesach only tells you there's a Chiyuv Achila, and then what happens is that Leil Chamishasar captures that Chiyuv Achila and gives it a whole different character altogether. It's not just a modifier; it's a different quality. And once it happens, there's no expression of Tashumin that could exist. But on Sukkos, since it's a generic Yom Tov, so to speak, just a Chiyuv Achila, Tashumin lends itself to existing there. So if you took those two points, what do you think? What are they actually arguing about? If you could pinpoint it, that's what's bothering you, right? Ultimately, what are they arguing about? Forget Shmini Atzeres. Yes and no. I don't want to say that for sure. There is an idea behind it.
So could you also like make it up on the next holiday?
No, because that's it.
Why is Shmini Atzeres any more connected to Sukkos than any other?
Because it comes the day after Sukkos is over.
Yeah.
It's got a funny.
So is there anything other than just like chronologically like it comes right after?
Well, it has the same theme as Sukkos. Simchasena. Yeah. Ban Simchasena. Yeah.
Does the Mishpachila tie into the Simcha aspect of Sukkos? Or not?
Or
it doesn't tie into the Simcha aspect of Sukkos, so it don't have to be on the first night. So it could be on the first night.
Okay. But he still has to, it's not like Rashi saying there's no idea of Simcha. So I agree. I think Ali's saying good. The question is, does the mitzvah of Sukkah, Achila, does it capture the idea of Simcha? Does it take that concept of Simcha and bring it into this very format? Or Simcha is like a, what do you call it, separate from the Chiyuv Achila? It's a Kiyum and Yantav. Yeah. We never answered one question, which is that why, and this to me is an important question, even Naftali didn't remind me about this yesterday. Why does the Gemara record Rebbe Lazar's position? Let's understand factually, okay? Rebbe Lazar says A and B, right? Now, the Gemara says it can't be both A and B. That's impossible. Okay. Now let me ask a question. Did Rebbe Lazar not see that? He didn't see that kasha off in the distance? He didn't see that? Of course he saw that. So why does the Gemara waste our... Why does Rebbe Yehuda want to record this?
To make us think.
Yeah, but more than that.
Why doesn't he record every halacha on my
soul? No, because obviously...
I don't know, but it's very rare that this obvious. Happens.
Rebbe.
A chazer bow?
Rebbe.
That doesn't happen often.
Rebbe.
Rebbe Lazar knows clearly that making these two statements is problematic, obviously, right? But I think I don't want to just say it's make you think. That's you're right. But I think the Mishnah is emphasizing a very important point about methodology. No, it's emphasizing a certain point of methodology. Okay, forget what Rashi told us to say. Look at the two statements. Okay, what do you see in each statement? I think in this case, it's my opinion. Because what do you see in the Mishnah? Okay, we have two statements. What's statement one? 14 meals. Okay, what's statement two? Okay, so what's that telling you? What? We know the two separate ideas. What? No, but it's not good enough, though, because he ends up rejecting it. So maybe it's not like this. The question is, it's not the deepest idea, but he's saying that, mi pis svara, okay? What makes the most sense? No.
14 days.
14 meals. right? Because that's the objective expression of Dira. Okay, remember this is before Rashi Tosfos. In other words, the piece far 14 meals makes the most sense. There's only one problem. How does that not make the most sense? I mean, if you're going to tell me piece far, if you're going to tell me piece far 14 makes a lot of sense, right? But Gzeira Shava is not what kind of idea? Is not what? It's not a spar idea. Why are we beholden to the Gzeira Shava? Masorah. So what I think what he's saying is this. He's saying that VP Svara, 14 mils makes the most sense, right? Unfortunately, why can't he go down that road? Oh, so I think that's why he's making both statements in the Mishnah. He's showing you that VP Svara, 14 makes the most sense, but Masoretically, we're bound by the Gzera Shabbat. That's why he makes both statements. He has to retract, because they can't coexist. What is getting us to think about, I think what you're supposed to think about this, is you're supposed to understand that the Svara makes more sense than the Gzera Shava. We're only bound by the Gzera Shava because of Masorah, not because of Svara. What's the other one? Tosos gets out of this very easily, because Tosos beforehand said, how does Rebbe Elazar maintain 14 meals from a Gzera Shava? What's a Gzera Shava? We pass the Chol HaMoed. Over there, Lada V'yom, so to hear Lada V'yom. And if you don't believe me, he's a B'yusham Yalav Gzera Shava. Let's go back to the Gemara. Who's reading today? So you read already yesterday. Kabiel. Okay.
We do tashlumin with what exactly? Elam, if you want.
All right, so we're going to learn like Rashi, just to make it easy. So Rashi would hold tashlumin. So how do you make it up? Okay.
So Elam, if you want to say berifta suda diem.
No, berifta.
Berifta with comma. Red.
Right. So yeah.
Suda diem ka'achil.
Ka'achil, right? So look at Rashi. Elam
berifta. Berifta kolmar toar she sudas yantiva achurim shehu soy belechem.
You lift on. So you'll think what? Maybe you'll say that on the suda, the last day of Yom Tov.
The way you make it a suda is by having, you know, bread.
Well, that's what you normally do. You have bread, right, and liftan, and other needs in the meal, and that would be the tashlumin, right? That'll be your tashlumin. Okay, so he says no. Why suda diyoma ka'achel? Rashi says umai. Right, and that's the problem. Where's the hecker? Shetahei. Right, so this is, how is it? Yeshkan, where's the hecker here? How do you know it's for the Suda Rishona?
It's supposed to be designated, for the first day, however you're eating it today.
Alo Darko Lisod Hayom. Right, the derech is to eat Suda on that day.
Right.
Okay, so what's the Gemara's answer? So therefore what?
Ela
Mayashlim.
Ela Mayashlim. So what do you do Tashlumin with? Yashlim b'minei Targima.
Okay, Rashi, b'minei Targima.
From
La'achar.
Where am I? Oh, okay. La'achar shesi le'yaviu parparaz.
Umadanam lefanav.
Umadanam lefanav. Kigon peros v'kisnam de...
Mevushalos, right? Desserts. So skip ahead to the next line where it says Tanina Mahachi. Dibahachi. They'll go to Rashi. Lashlume. So look at his language. He's saying that by eating these mini targima, which are not meals, they're desserts, what are you doing? Suda lashlume. That doesn't make any sense. How can he use the word suda lashlume on something that's not a suda? You understand? How can you tell me that you're fulfilling your chiyuv of suda by doing what?
Not eating suda.
By not eating suda. Oh, right,
yeah.
How is that possible? Even doesn't go back and kover for himself two sudos alechem and basar. What kind of thing is this? All right, so let's take a look at the Ritva. Let's, you know what, just for the sake of time. So let's just summarize the Ritva. What does the Ritva tell you? The Ritva says, yes.
So the Ritva first says, what is the question of what are you mashlim with? And it says, if you're going to say that you're mashlim on Shmini Atzeret, and then the question is, if the problem with being mashlim with these specific things is what if it's nicker or not, then it should be extremely nicker if you're mashlim in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeret.
As nicker as could be, right? The greatest nicker.
That's
right, because
not allowed.
Exactly. Well, no, that's the problem with it. Right, you would never do that. You would never have a suda in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeret, so what could be more nicker than that? Except for one problem. You're not allowed to have that.
Is this whole riffa actual word you might know?
What?
Is this whole riffa just...
I know.
Based on the opinion that Rabbi Elazar ditched his first thing?
Yeah, this is all Rashi. This is Rashi's way of learning. Rashi's way of learning. Okay. Yeah. So okay. So that's the first point he makes. So don't think when it says Yom Tov Acharon, don't think it means Shmini Atzeres. Rather, what?
Yeah.
Lav Dafka.
Lav Dafka.
Okay. Okay. So now one line I want you to read. Read the line where it says, he says the Berifta. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the top. The Berifta. Last word of the line is the E.
Oh, yeah, here. Deep, berifta, lo minikra.
Lo minkra milsa.
Lo minikra milsa.
So if he has bread, there's not. It's not going to be nikra at all.
Nikra because every other meal has
afilu bread. Afilu achal kamasu, those are bizuah
prasu. Yeah, because even if you eat a bunch of other meals, you're going to be eating bread, so there's not going to be any
difference. Da'amri inchi, good, because the person will say.
Da'amri inchi, da'achel, da'yome achil.
No, right. Why am I eating, right? Achil lemos, but no, l'smach b'regel. So why is a guy eating on, let's say the third day of Chol HaMoed? You ask a guy, what are you having these meals for? He's going to say, I'll tell you one. I'm hungry. Or, to celebrate Chag, right? Okay. What? Right. So if that's true, okay? He says, V'lekele meimar, and you can't say, now this is the biggest problem. Don't say what? She kavena miyad achar mizono, kishi yigmor b'chaso, tahashta minkara. So guys, a very good idea. What will he do? He'll have meal A, he'll have lunch, and then right afterwards, what he'll do, he'll wash and have a motzi. Okay? What?
Second lunch.
Okay? And say, that second lunch is my...
is your meal.
Right. But why not? Okay, so he gives a halachic answer, because what's the problem?
Because you're creating
unnecessary... Brachash and Tzricha. But he still doesn't
get... How do you get out of it?
What?
How do you get out of it?
Well, that's a great question.
Do you spar your way out of it? I mean, like...
spar your way out of it? I'm going to burrow a hole. I don't know.
I mean, well, no, it's just like a very obvious like, answer that terror, but like, no.
Yes, but it's not a crazy havamina. The question is...
It is a crazy havamina.
No, because what's the real...
If there's a clear like, halachic problem with them, then it seems like a weird...
But the problem is that you need to make up a tashuma with a suda, and having anything other than bread is not a suda.
The obvious way of making it a
no, the real question is what is the first question you have to ask in this whole sugya, which is...
Who cares about it being
nicker? Who cares about it being nicker?
Who cares?
Who cares about... Nicker. Why is that a factor here? Why can't and if Nicker is so important, why can't a guy just say that this meal is officially dedicated to the first night of Yom Tov meal I lost? We'll even sing a song in the background, like a sad song, like a love song. I miss you as I eat my bread. Why? Why does it not work?
Doesn't it have to have some way?
Wait, hold on. Why is this marbe brachos b'chinam, as he puts it, right? Because the truth is, what do you have to have?
A
tashulman. So why can't you say the halachic... That's a good question.
Okay.
No,
but
so why aren't you letting us read this paragraph?
Read it. Which paragraph?
No, the second paragraph. Because he said, why don't you make it like a shal shittis?
You're right. Shal shittis would work. We'll get to that.
So I'm saying, I don't understand. Of course it's a good question, Brachos
Shittis. No, they use this to prove shal shittis. They use this to prove you got... Yeah, we don't know about shal shittis yet, though.
Why is it...
That's what we derive from this. But first, let's deal with the ikar. We'll get to the derivation at the end. Yeah.
Why is it so crazy that you need to have a nicker that it's like tashlumin for the first meal?
When I let me ask a question. If you miss chakras, right? When do you make up chakras? Minicha time. How many shmoneh esrei do you say? Is there anything nicker? You don't have to.
You do it the same day.
What?
No, but you do it the same day. You can't make it up the next week.
Yeah, but you miss the zman. Fine, but you miss the zman anyway.
There is some tie to that original chakras. You can't make it up like a week later.
So I ask you, if I stick a flag into my bread, and the flag says in it, hear ye, this is to make up my first night meal.
Is there a halachic outlet for
that? I have a flag that says that, right? Why does that not work?
Is there a halachic source for this?
I don't know, but why does that work to make a nicker? That's what I want to know. Why does it not work? He's saying it doesn't work. Why not? Why can't a guy make a nicker? And then Tzvi's right. You can't even tell me Bracha Shein Tzricha works, because you know why this is a Tzricha here. I gave you guys the example by not the example by Shal Shad, as you're saying, but I'll give you a great example. Let's say a guy washes a half hour before Chatzos and Shabbos, okay? And he has half his lunch. He openly has half his lunch. In fact, he said, I'm going to have for lunch today a roast, right? And a bedavka, I'm going to have half the roast, bench, okay? And then I'm going to walk around for a half hour. Okay, until...
Didn't you say something?
I was saying, until Mincha Gadola. The rush did this. Until Mincha Gadola. And then what am I going to do? Wash again. You could do that. Why? Because it's a tzarech to have shal shittis. So it's not bracha shein tzricha. The tzarech is shal shittis. So why does that work here? Are you trying to answer that?
A little bit of an eager thing.
You want to answer the question?
Yeah.
Not yet. Let's just finish the paragraph. All right, so keep going. So now he says... So, okay, so that's why it's marbe bracha. So Gabriel. So now he says this. He says, Ulahaki parishna. So he says, Ulahaki parishna.
End of the line. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yeah. L'hachi parishna. Devime Hachag Miyahas Mish Mashalim Lavimine Targima.
Vimine Targima Lacher Bechasamasa. Okay. La Alter Deminkar the Milsa. Oh. But it turns out, what's the Gemara's answer? You can use desserts. Because desserts come when? After, which obviously means you need a bracha, okay? But let's put that aside for now. But you're having it after benching, okay? Now, let me ask you a question. I don't care about which area you live in, okay? Let's assume desserts. Do you guys have desserts after a meal? Forget if you bench or not. I don't care about that. So you're eating a dessert, right?
Yeah.
So what are we gaining by going down this road?
Was that normal?
It was. No, it was. But there was, okay, but they
no.
Right. See, that's the problem. How is it nicker then? How are mini targima nicker if you're telling me?
If people didn't do that back then.
They did.
Then yes.
They did.
Yes.
No, it already said that they...
It said,
Well, we have to assume they had desserts.
But it said, I mean, maybe he'll be bad, like he's going to go into it soon, but he said that they would normally do it before Kamala.
Oh, 1 second. Okay, go on.
That's even worse.
The Hashta, one second. This would not be considered. This would not be considered bracha shenis riko. Why not? Dafilu.
Dafilu achel lahu lachar kol zano keder bnei adam kodim birkan mazon.
Havula dvar mabayim. Shalom machmas to the shemarachan lamb. These desserts are not part of your meal.
Nicker enough.
What? Nicker enough, right? They're not part of your meal. Rather, when are they coming? They're coming afterwards. In other words, they're not part of your meal. Okay.
Well, no, I disagree because the desserts are dependent on the meals. No one just eats dessert for fun, depending on the fact that you just ate a meal and now you're going to have something.
So either way you go, you're going to have a problem because if you say that, so is it nicker or not? Is it nicker or not by having
you
meal
after the meal?
Then
it's nicker.
Yeah. Why?
After Birkat HaMazon?
But let's say I normally have desserts after Birkat HaMazon. So what's nicker about this? So I go back to the original question. Why can't I stick a flag in my... So according to you, if I stick a flag in my cake and it says Tashlumen Yom Tov Rishon, that works. Why is it work by dessert and not by a suda?
Why can't you have an unusual dessert?
It is. All right, wait, one last point. Wait. Gabriel, finish the next line. So what does the Ritva say? Umini Targima. Right, so he says, initially he says, don't use fruits, right? Because if you're going to pick a food that's going to be Umini Targima, it can't be something that you don't have to have in the sukkah, or you shouldn't. There's no issue of eating outside the sukkah.
Because that's not a meal.
But meaning that if you want to make a nicker, it has to also be something you should have in the sukkah.
Okay.
Not like basar. Ulmadamar the piri lobo is sukkah yashin basar v'dagim v'gosav en. Ulmadamar the piri basar sukkah yashin peris. Fine. I don't even care about the particulars for now. I just want to know. Let's start off with the first question. Okay. What's the necessity to have nicker? Okay. Well, hold on. Let's go review the questions. What's the necessity of having nicker? That's one. Two. Why does it not work by Suda? That's the other pivotal question. It doesn't work by regular meal. It doesn't work. And you can't just give the halachic answer, Marber Brachos. That doesn't answer it. Why doesn't it work by regular meals? And number three, whatever your problem was with regular meals, why is it solved with Mini Targima? Simple questions. Okay, hold on. Yes, so you had a question?
I have a question.
On the floor, to start it off, is to say that by regular Tashlumen, let's say by Mincha, right? How is it nicker? Let's say I miss chakras and I daven an extra shmones, right? It's nicker because normally what do I do? I have one shmones, right? And now what am I doing? A second one, okay?
Well,
why does that not work by Suda? Now that's the question I have to answer. Why does it not work by Suda?
We always have Suda.
Forget dessert. Don't say dessert. I don't want any dessert. What he says, what does he mean? So you guys, you made the right step. You're saying, well, there's something about Suda that's, someone said, multifaceted, right? Okay, but you got to go more than that. Because by tefillah, but there's already a mechayev, which means, I'm going to put that in more balbatish descriptive terms, means that that's abnormal to begin with. It's abnormal to daven. We're not. So there's a mechayev that exists by tefillah. So since the mechayev already, that's a unique phenomenon. But there's no mechayev of suda on cholamoid, right? Cholamoid. There's no mechayev of suda, right? A guy doesn't have to eat. No, there is a mechayev on the first night.
I'm saying, if you don't do on chag, then you have a mechayev until...
What is that?
Don't forget the tashlumin for a second. I'm saying, during the week, let's say normally speaking, like during the week, like today, do I have to have a suda?
No.
No, there's no idea of a suda. There's no mechayev of a suda. So what's the problem with tashlumin by... So therefore, what's the problem of why tashlumin can't be expressed when there's no mechayev by the thing? You're saying, good, come on.
Only as far as your mechayev in there.
What? There's more nicker. The thing's like this. The problem is like this. The problem is that there has to be a tziruf. What does a tziruf mean? One of my favorite words.
Recognizable.
No, that's... It's Tzirufin's a relationship. There has to be a relationship between my tashlumin and the initial chiyuv. But here's the problem. The problem is that, and this is what the Gemara is struggling with, the problem is that there is no mechanism that exists on Cholamoid, right? We're going to call Cholamoid meaning a normal day, so to speak, that's going to allow for that tziruf to be expressed. Why? Because there is no, forget Shmini Atzeres for now, because there's no, that's a good question, but there's no, but there's, right, in other words, like you were saying before, there's no mechanism to have the Suda, so there's no way, even if I want to say that this Suda is dedicated to that experience, but Suda itself as a phenomenon never lends itself to the idea of Chiyuv in this format, okay? And on Cholamoid. It doesn't exist in that realm at all. So how am I going to be mitzarif it back to my tashlumen, back to my original thing that I missed? It can't function as tashlumen because there's nothing in the phenomenon that lends itself to that.
But desserts.
Oh, but if you say that, so how will desserts work then? It's amazing. Well, I'll tell you what's amazing. It's amazing that they're willing to go down this road.
An extra bracha?
Can't be just the extra bracha. What is it about the achila of mini targima? That's the key. See, if the hashlama was only insofar as the substance of bread's concerned, checkmate. You can't go anywhere with this, right? And suda doesn't lend itself to an idea of being nicker because it's a normal thing, right? And there's no machayev around it, so there's no mechanism for him to be mitzarif that to the original.
Okay, targima, you're taking apart suda and isolating.
No.
But I mean, that's what you're doing. It's part of
suda. What's meaning targima?
The vitva seems to hold that part of suda.
Is it?
According to the vitva, yes. Yeah.
Is it?
Well, yes.
The nature of Minya Targima is the nature of that achila is an extra achila.
Yeah.
Okay? It's true you can.
Once you have something extra, you're allowed to make it something that has an achaya built into it.
Right. In other words, you're
you can't build an achaya into something that's already part of the normative.
Right. Okay, right. In other words, you're isolating the. Forgive me for this term. You're isolating the extraness. Right? You're isolating that phenomenon. And making it syrup come from that.
But how do you
know?
That's
the whole point. By the way, okay, just for the record. He says, Shesuda Shlichi Shabbos, Efshal Asosu Bepero, Subini Targiva, Ginhisha Mashem Khan. Right? Why? Because the Chiyam and Shabbos is not to have, like the Rambam would say, three meals, which, by the way, is a good Svara. Right? Is the Chiyam that I must have three meals on Shabbos, or is a Chiyam like this, is the Chiyam that normally I have two meals? And I have to have an additional eating on Shabbos. The third suda is that I only have two meals. Yes.
So why is the ritual bringing in if paras?
So now the question is, if my tashlumen, here's a problem. But where is you'd be losing out on your nickerness, okay? If the food you're having isn't tied to sukkah, because the tashlumen, the chiyav achila takes place where?
In the sukkah.
So he's saying, but just it's very nice to say mini targima, right? But the thing is, it's got to be a food that has some relationship to sukkah, or else your ma'is achil is divorced from sukkah, and then that would break the seer of tashlumen.
The problem is that in the relationship to sukkah, it's not a relationship to the sukkah itself.
Look at Tosos where he says, Minyan Targima, he says, Paris for Kuntras, Kugon Paris for Kistin, da da da. He says, V'yesh Shalom Arkain. You can't say that Minyan Targima are these desserts. Why? Right? Daha Rava Mesik, da da da, right? And Rava held that Piri Lobai Sukkah. But daik mahalcha abisak with that peros boy sukkah, right? Lishlam a peros, right? But dachi brasha delo shchiki peros. Vibai si amin takim a nami minay pirinin who mikomaka mashu the epiri lo by sukkah. So you can read the rest tomorrow. But what Tosus going to get at? Tosus holds that it can't be peros. It can't be. It can't include these types of desserts. Rather, what must you have?
Basar
v'dagim. So you have to answer why. Why that's the case. You look at that Tosus tomorrow. That's what you have to look at tomorrow. Okay. The other thing we have to look at tomorrow. Then what does Rashi hold?
Well, Rashi's wrong.
Exactly. So one second. So we have to.